Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
middle children. Okay.
Wow.
That sounded pretty good.
That was pretty good, you know?
I do, yeah.
Mid-afternoon, yeah.
How the hell are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I am. I'm thriving, some would say. I'm doing okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
This is coming out on a holiday. A lot of people are observing today, Monday, as a holiday. It's Veterans Day. Well, Veterans Day is Wednesday, but I think most people
celebrate early
today. Yeah. Which is good because, Jesse, I got to tell you, I am just fucking losing it.
Yeah, it's been a hard week.
I could cry at any moment. I feel nauseous.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm feeling better today. It is Friday than I did like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Bad days, like hard days to breathe, I would say. Breathing was hard. But now I'm feeling optimistic.
I'm feeling optimistic as well. We will be laughing if something terrible happens over the weekend and we're talking about how optimistic we are. I think I'm just like feeling kind of crazy in general, but
yeah. Why are you feeling crazy? Just about,
you know, life.
You're still in the city.
Yeah, I'm going back up tomorrow.
Okay, you're going back up tomorrow, so...
Yeah, it's just, I need, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. You know that when you just feel like... I'm trying to describe how I feel, but it sounds crazy. Okay, so, like, say that you're, like, walk... I can't describe it. I feel like I'm, like... I feel like I'm like floating over like 500 things and I just want to like be lowered into one of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I like can't choose which one to lower myself into.
Okay, so you're right now almost the personification of ADD.
I guess that's exactly correct, yes.
I think that's it. You're hovering over 500 things instead of choosing one.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And you know I take medicine for it, but
I do know that, yeah.
Not
working.
It's not really working today, right. Or maybe okay. I need to take it right now.
Maybe up it, yeah.
You know what I will say, Jesse?
Hmm.
I've fallen in love.
Oh my God.
As you know, I'm, some would say unlucky in love.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't pan out, okay, for me.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I would say, ever. And I don't trust any of my instincts.
Great. Yeah.
At all. Even more so, I feel, as I've gotten older, I'm like, your instincts are just incorrect.
Yeah.
When it comes to love, I feel like my instincts are good otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell when someone else is upset at a party.
Yeah.
You know?
You can
spot them. I'm very quick to tell if somebody's uncomfortable at a party.
Right.
But the point of this is, have you been watching any of the MSNBC election coverage?
No. Famously, no.
Well, there's the guy that's doing all the coverage. His name's Steve Kornacki.
Okay.
Okay.
The khaki guy everyone's talking about. Okay, sure.
I'm in love with him.
You love him?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he single?
I think he is, and he's gay.
Okay. Well, he's about to have a full inbox. Get it.
The thing is, couldn't you picture me with a mathematician?
Absolutely. That's actually the only way I picture you is with a mathematician.
Like, can't you see me being like, oh, babe, I don't know. You do the math. You're the math.
Yeah, round up or round down. I don't care. Just round it.
Or I'm like, who's going to win the presidency?
Yeah. You're like, give me the good news only, okay?
I'm like, he's on my Insta story. I'm like, babe, tell them who's going to win.
Babe, do that thing you did where you like predict with numbers. Babe, do it.
Do the thing where you say what the votes are coming
babe,
in.
Babe, come on.
The thing that you do with the votes. With
babe!
You do it for Rachel Maddow. What the fuck?
Babe.
See, I've already planned our first fight in my head, and it's because I leak election results early.
He's mad at you, but you know what? It's okay because he also like loves you.
And he does, and he's like, "You're so funny. Like, I'm so glad that I go home to you and de-stress."
Ugh, thank God. I know. Thank God for that. Actually, speaking of babe, I've never called anyone babe.
I call people babe, but not in
loving. I can't do it in a
like
loving
I,
way.
I do it, or I would do it at the restaurant. It's like I feel like a very typical thing for like employees to do it.
Yes.
Babe, can you get table 4?
Right. That's sweet.
Famously, I do love pet names.
I think I do too until like the actual heat of it. And then I'm like, actually, I'm scared.
No, I mean it in like with friends. I've never tried it with they.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying. Even with friends, interest. I think I normally just say their name. So there's that.
It depends. So anyway, I'm going to try to get up with him. But before we...
I like that.
Check in on your love life. I do have another announcement.
And hell yes.
That one of my tweets, okay, it went viral and it was shared in an Insta story of the president of IMG Models, put it in his Insta story, who does like Chrissy, like discovered what? Chrissy Teigen and like Gigi Hadid and stuff.
Okay, you're about to become a model.
So I was like, oh my God, thank you for sharing. And he was like, hilarious with like
a exclamation heart.
Like, obviously, he doesn't know that I'm a model.
He doesn't. Model. Well, how would he know? You know, just based on.
But I'm like, should I send? This is my quandary. Do I send
a picture?
Some photos, and then I'm like, oh my God, sorry, wrong message.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, wrong message. Well, now that he's a follower, you could maybe just story it up today with pictures of you.
Well, see, here's what I was thinking was, because he said hilarious, but I purposely didn't open it so that he wouldn't see that I saw it, so that I can still respond. And I was going to be like, I always knew I would get discovered by the president of IMG Models. I didn't think it would be for a tweet about gay guys in Adderall.
Well,
ha ha ha.
LOL.
And then that's probably in the conversation where he would be like, okay, this is inappropriate.
You think, I actually am pretty bad at things like this, you know, any sort of either professional move or romantic move.
Same. Yeah. See, as I mentioned earlier, all I know is rejection.
I'm still
the queen of being like, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there. This is the time.
I literally love that.
Shut down pretty much.
But if you expect a shutdown, like then if you get shut down, you're like, well, I expected that. And if he says, okay, send me your photos, then you're like, I knew it. I knew I should have taken a chance.
I feel like if I did, I would be like, he's just doing that. Like, I still wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I do... We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to see.
We will have to see. But anyway, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am, you know, getting through this. This was, you know, a hard week with eating, drinking, living. But I'm feeling a lot better now. And I showered today, which is huge. And that's been great. I saw my bagel boy again, and that was great. And
bagel boy. Yeah, let's dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah, famously.
Jesse famously now is dating someone.
Who's the bagel?
I famously have been high since Tuesday.
Oh my God. I was so high on Tuesday. I not only found the Halloween candy in less than 0.2 seconds and ate all of it. I also ate my family out of house and home. My dad was literally like, who ate all of the shrimp? And I said, I'm not going to lie to you. That was me. And my dad was like,
you can give me 20 pounds of shrimp. If there's shrimp there, I will consume it.
Exactly. My dad was like, you ate all of it? And I was like,
have you looked at the news, Dad? Yeah, I ate all of it.
Well, he was upset about that.
It's very little calories in shrimp.
Right. And that's why I started with it. I thought, what if you just eat shrimp tonight? And then my stomach said, LOL, get the bad stuff. But the shrimp was so good, I couldn't help myself.
I make such good shrimp, you would die. But I've been eating so much takeout because I've been in the city.
Oh, that, well, yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm like, whatever, you know?
Whatever, yeah. I mean, what I miss a lot is I used to be what they refer to as a sushi queen. And what that means is I would order sushi that looked like it was for six people, but it was just for me. And I would eat it all. And I would get sick, and I was known to eat two times a day sushi. I would sushi it twice.
I am a limited sushi person.
Wow, that's great. See, that's self-control, really.
No, it's not that. It's that after, like, even if I order, say, like, two rolls.
Well, that's too little. That's insane to order that.
I can only have, like, half of each.
Okay, so you're what, a delicate flower who can't finish a meal?
No. I'm like, give me like some gyoza. I'll go to town on everything else. It's like actual sushi.
Okay.
It makes me start, even thinking about it right now, I'm feeling nauseous.
Okay, wow. So maybe just sushi isn't for you.
Well, I do like it, but it's like I can only have a few bites.
Like a bite or two. Interesting. Okay.
I like the flavor.
Well, as you know, sushi has spicy mayo. And so I would always get a side of brown rice and a side of just spicy mayo. And then I would essentially mix that together in a bowl. And I'd put a little bit of some seafood from other pieces of sushi in it so I could have what I called my big sushi. That's my big sushi in a bowl.
See, that is making me physically sick. Thinking about it. It's the mayo, I think, and the fish.
It's both.
Like, if they give me a sushi thing and they put the mayo directly on it, game over. I can't do this.
Yeah, how dare they? And I get that. I do think I get that. I think that I personally, yeah, I love it. I personally love it. And I think that something that scares me about sushi is that I normally never feel that full from it, which is the problem with sushi. So I can eat, some would say,
well, that's enough for 10. Too, if I'm like, oh, I have to go out tonight, let me get sushi, because then it's like,
yeah,
keep it light, keep it tight. You know, people that are like, let's go out. I went to my friend's birthday and she was like, let's go to this like Italian place and then go drinking. But I'm like, I can't eat a bowl of pasta and then like go out.
Isn't that funny that people are like, then we'll just have pasta in our stomachs and we'll grind at a sweaty bar? I'm like, absolutely not. If I eat pasta, I'm passing out and I'm going to have like a stomach hangover.
I want to eat pasta like horizontally. I want to be lying down.
Right. If you want me to go dancing, starve me and give me a ton of alcohol and then I'll probably shake my tush. But then, by the way, afterwards, I'm going to make us get pasta so I can eat it horizontally.
See, that's my thing. I'm like, yeah. I want to go out, and then be like, now it's time for pasta.
And now it's time to lock the door. You know, do you know that feeling when you've ordered your food and you are in your robe and or pajamas with the blanket and that person comes and you grab the food and then you lock that door because you say, I am done for the night maybe the day. Okay. And this is me now. No one comes and goes. Okay. This is us.
That's how I feel when I take out my contacts. I always used to call it taking out my eyes. And I'd be like, I took out my eyes. Sorry, I'm done. I can't.
That's how I feel when I take out my bra. When the bra comes off, I'm like, I'm so sorry. It is over. The eyes are out, if you know what I mean. And they are pointed in every direction, dragging on the floor, and they're exhausted. And they're going to stay next to me.
Yeah, totally. all right, Jesse. Well, I think we should dive into our first segment because we have a little spin on it.
We got a spin, honey, and a spin from our Middletons, if you will.
From our Middletons, who are our listeners, by the way. So what this is someone else. So guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, so what we're trying, because Jesse and I, believe it or not, don't have endless embarrassing stories. Although Probably we do, but right. we got a submission.
Everyone came to the call to action where we asked for new segments, new ideas, and people said, honey, I got a ton. So people came up with the idea of writing in your own embarrassing stories. We'll read them and share them and then sort of take it from there, which we think is brillante.
Which we do think is brilliant. And what was our final way of how we would like them submitted? I got a DM of a couple as well.
I did as well. I believe that Lauren said that she... I wish I read things thoroughly.
Same.
Normally,
you know
all
what
of the time.
I'm gonna say, guys, is that just keep doing what you're doing. DM it to us. Put it in the Stuck in the Middle Facebook group, and we're gonna keep it compiled on a group document.
Yeah, but Lauren was smart. She came up with an email so that it would stay like private, and we can share our favorites. Which is, I would love to keep it that way if possible.
Yeah. Okay, Jessie, are you ready for this story from
yes.
Middleton Ann?
Yes, Middleton Ann.
Okay, she says, I have many of these, but I will just start with one for now. Mm. Thanks for collecting these. It's a great idea.
Wow, thank you.
It's the year 2001,
great
and I'm
year.
A junior in high school on a church mission trip. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're in West Virginia and are going whitewater rafting for a day before we are doing our week of church stuff and manual labor. Sounds like a great time. West manual yeah. labor in West Virginia.
Yeah, all right.
My four girlfriends and I make up one raft. We are a giggly bunch.
Hell yeah.
Aren't you always? We are all assigned a guide. And to our delight, we get the cutest guy, Steve.
Steve.
He was tall, maybe not 6'2 or 6'3 though.
All right.
So he was tallish and okay. had dark hair slightly resembling, I think this is supposed to say buzz cut. It says resembling a butt cut and blue eyes.
Love.
He got in a raft and told us he was a college student at WVU, West Virginia University. He also turned around and said, by the end of this raft trip, I will throw each and every one of you overboard.
Okay, that's literal illegal flirting.
I'm hard. That, like, I just slipped off my chair because I'm so wet.
I mean, I used to see in high school, you know, when guys throw girls in the pool. And I famously, my dad threw out his neck, literally throwing me. That was always like a trigger for me. But I love the idea of it.
I love the idea of it as well. Clearly, yeah. that's never happened to me in a fun way.
Yeah.
My friends and I all looked at each other with hearts in our eyes and giggled.
Yeah. Oh, sure, sure.
At one point, he asked us, so, what are you all majoring in?
Ooh.
We all looked at each other and didn't know what to say. My friend sure. Kim said, high school? That's funny. One by one, he did throw everyone overboard.
Wow.
Each time we would laugh and fall deeper in love.
Sure. That makes sense.
After each person, he would say to the others that he had not gotten yet that our time was coming.
Oh my, this is not his first raft ride, ladies.
These are high school students, okay? You need to be careful, sir. I would say something like, not me, you won't get me. Okay, Anne, you are partaking in this.
Flirty. I like it. I like it, Anne.
I like the confidence.
I like it too. Because you know what? Maybe he won't.
Maybe he won't. But
he will.
Okay. So he had gotten everyone except me. I said something again like he wouldn't. When at some point we were stopped waiting for others in our group and I wasn't paying attention.
Uh-oh.
He grabbed me and threw me overboard.
Wow. He said he would and he did.
But okay, for me, I'm like whitewater rafting. That kind of seems like it's cheating. I thought he would get you off like from the rafting.
Sure.
I got up out of the water and climbed back into the raft really fast.
Oh.
That must be nice. She put in parentheses, I'm sure it wasn't graceful. And well, listen, I've been whitewater rafting. I have fallen out of the raft and I could not get the fuck back in it. And that is a true story. Immediately, so I'm sure it wasn't great, but and immediately started saying, oh, you finally got me, only to be swiftly interrupted. You have snot coming out of your nose, beautiful Steve told me abruptly.
Okay.
My friends say they have never seen my face fall so quickly from beaming smile to crestfallen and ashamed. I wiped my nose fast and was quiet for a while. I did get over it in time to be in a classic photo of my friends posing with Steve post-rafting trip with ridiculous smiles on our faces. Oh, and my best friend and I said goodnight to Steve wherever he was each night for the rest of our trip. From Middleton Ann. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I don't know that that's that embarrassing.
Okay, well, I think that... I mean, listen, I think that we honor these stories because, you know, the trauma to be there, I can only imagine. And how would I feel getting out of the water with what some would call baggage of boogers coming out of my nose. I wouldn't feel great or sexy, especially when she's been saying, you're not going to get me. And he got her and her sinuses. So
see, I agree that I'm honoring that it was embarrassing for her.
Yes.
I'm saying it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been worse. I mean, it could always be worse is the good news. I've been known to, I guess I bruise and bleed easily, and I like to pretend I'm not bruised or bleeding. Those are my two favorite qualities. So I, you know, on a white water rafting trip, which first of all, how are those legal? My God. I remember like when I was halfway through mine being like, are we going to die?
Oh, see, I love them.
Wow.
Well, I've only done it once, but I like love watching movies about it.
Well, yes.
It's very exciting to me.
Nothing better. I mean, How the West Was Fun, Mary-Kate and Ashley going down those rapids.
Oh my God, I want to watch that right now. Have you ever seen The River Wild with Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon?
Yes. And that's another one I think about because that was a scary.
That's a good film.
But yeah, that's a great film. And that's when Meryl Streep says, as a woman, I can be pounded by water and you will not affect me.
I'm the star.
Okay,
you know, say what you want about Meryl Streep, I think she's a good actress.
That's an unpopular opinion, but I'm gonna support you for thinking that. You know,
I love that for you.
Yeah, I love that for you. I think that's great.
That you think Meryl Streep is a good actress. I've had a lot of embarrassing moments
on the rapids.
You know what I will say? I have a friend who listens to this podcast, and I think she's going to appreciate this story because my friend, her family owns a very nice liquor store.
Okay.
Okay. So listen, if you live in the Albany area, it's the biggest one. It's the biggest liquor store in the state. But the point is, one time I was at her house, and so there's always delicious wines around.
Yeah.
And there was one in particular, and my ass, you know, I'm not classy, you know?
Never. Yeah. I never promised to be.
So I was pretty drunk.
Okay.
I was like really drunk.
All right.
And I was like drinking a lot of this red wine. And then I was in the pool, and we were in the pool. It was nighttime, but like the light was on in the pool.
Oh, okay. Fun.
That situation. So yeah. I had the bottle of wine, and then I started saying shark attack, and was like doing this with the wine around me so it looked like blood was surrounding me in the water.
Wow.
It was a great time. I was having so much fun. But then I went inside, and her mother, who I love dearly, was like, Chris Burns, have a sip of this wine. And it was the bottle I had drank two bottles of and then used one as blood in the pool.
Right.
And so I took a sip, even though I had been drinking it all night. And she was like, it's like $120 a bottle.
No.
And I was like, yummy.
Yum.
Thank you so much for this sip.
Yeah. Just one sip for me. I have inexpensive towel. I
definitely did not use it as a prop, as a blood prop in your pool.
I would never.
That was also, I believe, the night I famously have broken like every wine glass that's ever been put in my hand. And the one night I had a wine glass in my hand and I reached to open the door, but I did it with the glass still in my hand. So like I literally just like smashed it into the door handle. I forgot I was holding it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like anytime I've been around water, I've done something kind of embarrassing.
That's amazing. I also definitely relate to always spilling wine. I actually famously ask for my wine in a coffee mug.
Oh, give me a stemless glass or a juice glass. That's
please.
Plastic. Thank you.
Anything like that. I just personally can't handle the pressure of the wine in the cup and the glass. And one time my friend was moving and she was like, I have to move this bed over here. And I'm waiting for the boys below us in the apartment below us to come up. And I said, we're waiting for men to move a bed. I said, under my watch, I said, I don't want to brag, ladies, but I'm very strong.
I can move a bed. Hello.
I can move a bed. And there's three of us. So three of us can absolutely move a bed. What's this guy going to do that we can't do? So I'm rallying these troops. I'm taking these women from we gotta wait to wait for who, and we're gonna do it faster than anyone's ever seen. So we're moving this bed and this mattress and this bed frame, and we are gliding through as if just a beautiful mirage of camaraderie. But I, in during my speech of inspiration, put the wine glass down on a stool, which is a bad idea. And as I was inspiring the troops more backwards, I was going backwards, I then smashed into said stool, and everything broke and fell and spilled, and I wanted to die.
Yeah, that's broken glass is just the worst. When I worked at the restaurant once, there, you know, the giant thing of ice, and yeah. I watched the bartender knock a glass directly into the ice, so it smashed in the ice, and it's the middle of like brunch, so it's super busy. So I had to like literally just take buckets of hot water and melt the entire thing until I could drain it and then get the glass out of the bottom.
Oh my God.
So hot take. Okay. We have two unpopular opinions today. One, Meryl Streep is decent at acting.
Right.
She's fine.
She's okay.
I heard she got a Golden Globe before.
I don't think she did.
Are you, maybe I'm thinking of Amy Adams.
I think it could be Amy Adams. Yeah. They were in that movie together that one time.
Doubt.
It was Doubt.
I have such doubts. I could be such a good actor.
Could be. I think you are. You just need the spotlight at the right moment.
Thank you. I want to do more like character acting.
Okay. Wow. And you know what? Resolutions. It's about to be a new year. Is coming up, and I think that.
Do you think, you know how like Steve Carell is a really good dramatic actor now?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Famously, a lot of comedians can transition. Yes.
That's. I think we're ready for that.
I've been ready for this election. I cried 7, 8, 9 times a day. I'm ready for someone to just tell me on cue to cry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think people know the stereotype of comedians like being depressed.
Yeah, they know it.
Which couldn't be more true. I mean, find me a comedian that's well balanced.
You can't. Not with good material.
Not with good material. So yeah, I think maybe it's time we start auditioning for Grey's Anatomy.
I think you're right about that. I think that would be a really good idea.
Well, you know, Jesse, speaking of movies.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
How are you feeling? Should we?
I'm feeling ready.
I'm feeling ready too. Guys, it's time for
Bomb Bedding Boop Boop.
So should we try and do a different kind of movie?
Yes. The good news is there was an overabundant amount of people that said, we love the Hallmark. Stop feeling like you're repeating yourself, which is nice to hear.
It is nice to hear.
And some people suggested trying different genres as a way to sort of mix things up.
Yeah.
So like we could do a thriller. We could do a slasher. We could do a
slasher.
I don't.
Wow.
I guess I did say that. You know, we could do a Ryan Murphy-esque. We could go specific, or we could go very general. We could do really whatever we want to do, because after all, this is our show.
I'm trying to think about.
Yeah. What kind of mood you're in?
Okay. Picture this.
Great. Okay. Here we go.
Picture this.
Picturing.
Okay. We open on me.
Oh, wow.
I'm waking up. I'm in my apartment. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Apartment?
No, it is not. Okay. I wake up. I'm in a small, dingy little apartment. You can hear the people yelling through the walls.
Okay? Yikes. Okay.
That kind of a thing. There's roaches coming up.
No.
And it's very much, you know, rock bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Dustin.
Dustin.
Okay. And we know, because now we hear bang, bang, bang on my door.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, Dustin, rent was due weeks ago.
No.
And I'm just like, quiet. And then they're like, da 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 da. It was due weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, God. He's like, I know you're in there. I can smell the ramen noodles.
Oh, God. It's depressing. That's sad. Yeah, that's sad that's how he knows you.
And I'm like, And I'm like, Mr. Marticelli, I don't have I don't have it yet. And he's like, just because I let your dying mother stay here doesn't mean that I have to let you stay here. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Why?
Wow.
What is going on? So now we know that my mother died tragically in this place.
Yeah. Oy.
Okay. And I come down. We reveal I'm in a hotel.
No.
Okay, it's like a by the hour hotel.
Oh no.
Okay, picture Rosebud motel from Schitt's Creek, but without without any of the charm.
Yeah. Oosh.
And actually we make jokes about it. We're like, yeah, okay, Schitt's Creek does a real great portrayal of roadside motel.
Yeah, that's more like a plaza compared to what it's really like.
And I'm like, did you know that there was a murder in room 207 today? And I said,
today, yeah.
So I come out and Mr. Marticelli's like, you better get down to the desk. And I'm like, ugh. God. He's like, you're not going to work or pay rent? And I'm like, okay, Jesus.
God, he's so mean.
I'll go down. And so I go down. Okay. And then, okay, this is really going somewhere.
Okay, perfect.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I get down to the desk. I'm watching YouTube. I'm just bored, you know?
There's not YouTube. A lot
happening. It kind of feels like in a Law and Order SVU episode when they talk to the hotel clerk. That's the attitude I have.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I'm like over it. You know, you asked me, have you seen this person? And I don't look up.
Oh, and God, I'm like,
$20 for an hour, $50 for the night.
Yeah, and, boy.
Okay, and so I say it, and then a hand, it's well manicured.
Ah, respect.
A painted nailed hand comes slapping down.
Oh, it slaps, yeah.
And I say, $20 for the hour, $50 for the night.
Right.
And the person, a high-powered seeming woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Brunette.
Like that.
She says, how much for a week? And I'm like, a week? And I look up and there you stand. And I say, are you sure you're at the right place, Toots?
Ooh, I love a Toots. Yeah.
And you say, this is the Tresemme Inn, right?
Tresemme Inn, right?
And I'm like,
ooh,
yeah.
La la.
I'm like, yeah, you didn't tell? And I point back to me, and there's a sign that says Tresemme Inn, but like, it's mostly broken.
It's falling apart, yeah.
And I'm like, unless I finally died in my sleep, that's the joke that I make.
You love to make that joke, yeah.
And you're like, how much for the week? And I'm like, oh, okay, somebody has someplace to be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if it's $100 a night for a week, it's $700, you dumbass.
And I'll be like, okay, you said 50 before? You and said an hour for $20 for an hour.
Oh, did
and then,
I say 50?
Yeah, you dumbass.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess like 350. And then you're like, I guess math's not really your strong suit. And I'm like, do you think that math's not really my strong suit? And I give you the key and you're like, which room? And I'm like, take your pick.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, it's room 7, though. Right. So make sure that that's the room that you go to. So you go into the room. Now we cut into you. Okay. You're looking around the room. It's not a nice room at all, but you're not particularly disgusted. But that's when you open your suitcase and it is full of costumes, weapons.
Whoa.
We realize that you are an FBI agent.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You're an FBI agent and you pull out one of those doctor things to hear. Stethoscope.
A stethoscope.
And you're listening against the wall. And now we know there's a reason you're here.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. There's a reason that you're at the Tresemme Inn.
Tresemme Inn.
Because the Tresemme Inn is known primarily for its drug trafficking.
Yeah. Very high drug traffic there. Yeah, very high. Okay,
and that's when your phone rings.
Okay, hello?
Rachel, it's the captain.
Okay, what's up, captain? I'm in the nest.
Okay, so you got in the nest. Listen, they say that they're getting 50 kilos coming in on Wednesday. If you make this bust, the promotion is yours.
Done. Consider it done.
And what's your last name? Let's say...
Mascapo.
Mascapo? and Mascapo.
Yeah.
if you don't make the bus, don't bother coming back.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Nah, I feel like you probably would be a little bit more nervous because this job is your dream. And that's when we see you looking at a picture of your father who died in the line of duty. And
oh,
that's
God.
Why this means so much to you to be like a spy.
Yeah, that makes sense. That really does make sense.
And so you're sitting there all night and nothing's happening. And then you come back down to the desk and I'm sitting there and that's, you start asking me questions.
Yeah. So how many guests do you get?
What?
I said, how many people check in average on a weekend?
I don't know. Some depends on what band's playing in town. Sometimes it's zero. Mm. Sometimes it's 10.
Well, how about this Wednesday?
What are you asking? How many people checked in on Wednesday?
No, I'm asking how many people do you project will check in this Wednesday?
We have zero reservations.
Okay. But do you normally get full on Wednesdays? How many rooms do you have even?
We have 14 rooms. What do you want to switch to the suite? What is this?
Oh, is there a suite?
Is this a game of 20 questions? Listen, we have a couple of people that stay. And as I'm talking, the bell rings from the door.
Okay. Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
And I say, hello, hello, sir. I say to him.
Yeah. Hello, sir, to you.
And you turn around to look.
Well, sure. Who is
it? And who walks in? And, you know, you turn, but all you see is chest.
Chest.
And you have to look up and up because Jesse, he's a tall man.
How tall are we talking?
I would say 6'2"-ish, 6'3".
Oh, wow. So tall.
So tall. And that's when a bell goes off in your head because the guy that you are looking for is described as 6'2", 6'3".
No.
Yeah. And you're looking at the picture and you're like, fuck, this is a much more attractive man than I thought.
Why did I think that drug trafficking meant unattractive? I don't know why I ever thought that.
I don't know why either. But he quickly just goes to his room and then I see your face and I say, yeah, not so bad, huh?
Not so bad at all.
And you're like, do you know?
Do you know him even? Do you?
Do I know? Stanley? Yeah, he's a right. He stays here all the time. Good guy. He tips a lot. Quiet. I mean, there's been a couple of minor issues, but other than that.
Oh, what kind of issues?
Sometimes when he leaves, there's like massive blood stains in his rooms and there's been complaints of gunshots and stuff, but he's always been nice to me.
Well, that's what counts. And that's interesting. How close is he to my room? Just wondering for noise issues.
Oh, he's in 8 and you're in 7. So I guess that is next door.
Okay. Well, if it's too loud, I'll let you know.
Great. I'll be waiting on bated breath.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
And then I'm like, can I help you with anything? And you're like, oh, yeah. Can I get an extra pillow? And I'm like, did you want one with bed bugs or without? So did you want one with bed bugs or?
Okay, without. Yeah, definitely without.
Okay, well, your mattress has them, so I don't know the point of that. But anyway, so I give you the pillow.
Oi.
Do you want to take over?
I'll take over. So I take my pillow and I go to my room. But who's outside my room but the hot guy named Chet? No, Stanley. And I say, hi, Stanley. And he goes, I go, Stanley, sorry, what is it? And he says, Tucci.
What?
Stanley Tucci. And I say, oh.
How did you know my first name?
Didn't you say it back there?
No.
Oh, that's weird. The guy at the front desk has loose lips.
What did he say?
He said your name was Stanley.
Why? And now you're sensing that you're going to get the guy at the front desk killed.
Right. And I go, oh, because I thought you were cute.
Loose lips sink ships. What else did he say?
Just that your name was Stanley, because I was saying that I am single.
So what is a single lady doing in a place like this?
Taking some much needed time for R&R. And some people might say, when you're single, aren't you always R&Ring? And I say, not exactly.
You brought yourself to a roadside motel on the border of Canada and New York for some R&R?
Yeah, Buffalo. Because I figure, you know,
Buffalo
a little
is about 20 miles south. You're really up here.
You know, I I'm one
from?
Of those people who I'm from Syracuse, New York is where I.
So you're from Syracuse and you came to vacation in Buffalo?
Well, you make it sound odd, but I guess the reason I love to go upstate, you know, I love to look at Canada. You know that. I love Canada. And
why would I know that? We just met.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Just because I have that sort of Canadian demeanor. I've been told many times people think I'm Canadian. So what I'm saying is, Stanley, I'm getting the sense that either you're not single or interested, which is totally, totally, totally fine.
Is this you? Are you hitting on me?
This was a very bad attempt for me to hit on you, and I'm realizing how bad it is as I'm in it.
Okay, that's very sweet, but
yeah,
you don't want to get involved with someone like me.
Sure,
I'm only here for business. So
you're in the middle of Buffalo near Canada for business.
You're here for vacation, so you tell me what's stranger.
Well, I'm saying we're both here for strange reasons, then, right? What's your business?
What's my what?
What's your business?
What is my business?
That's what I asked.
My business is I work in, you asked about what my business was, and my business is about, okay, so what it is that I raise, I raise bunnies.
You raise bunnies?
I show, and I'm like looking around for things. So I see like bunny wallpaper. Also, the name of the movie is Bad Liars, just so you guys know.
I like that. I like that.
And so I'm like looking around, and I'm like, I raise bunnies to climb.
Climb? You teach them climbing?
I teach bunnies how to climb. Yes.
That's... Okay. And who pays for the bunny training exactly?
The people that own the bunnies that want them trained to climb.
Okay, so these are already bunnies in homes that you work with specifically, not like bunnies in the wild.
Well, sometimes if I'm scouting, they'll come from the wild.
Okay. But
mostly it's inside bunnies is inside. What we like to call them. Inside. Show bunnies. Flop, you know, Allegheny flop ears.
Oh, sure.
Mostly
so you have your bunnies with you. Can I see one?
Oh, they're sleeping.
Oh.
They're sleeping. Well, they're not here yet, actually. I don't train them in the hotel room.
Oh, where are you?
I train them at the academy.
There's a bunny academy up here for climbing.
Well, don't be ridiculous. It's a small animal and mammal rodent academy. They just have a pretty good program for bunnies.
Oh, wow. I actually own a bunny myself. I'm looking for some sort
of kind.
What kind of bunny do I have?
Yeah.
The floppy ear.
What breed of floppy ear?
It was a present. It's a white bunny.
Oh, so you don't actually know.
I'm not like a bunny connoisseur, but my bunny has been eating through the cage that I keep it in.
What? And... What kind of cage?
Well, I had built a wooden cage for my bunny because I thought it was cute, you know.
Bought a hatch? Do you keep it inside or outside?
It's an inside bunny. But the wood, it's eaten through the wood. So now it's sort of just an apartment bunny. I can't get it back in.
You live in an apartment? I thought you said you were
in Syracuse.
Oh, you live in an apartment in Syracuse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you say it like that?
No. It's just things are starting to kind of more come together that you're vacationing here in Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
I got the idea that you were a woman of the world because you're so, I'm getting tired. I should probably.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to talk more later or anything, I'm right next door.
Okay. Cool. And then you go back in.
Yeah.
And then I go back in. I'm like, sorry, she was talking about bunnies and you can hear me talking through the wall. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
To the other drug dealers.
Wow, there is enough. There's many?
There's several that work for me.
Wow. Okay, cool.
And so now you're really suspicious. So we see you, it's like a montage of you listening through the wall, et cetera.
Love that.
Et cetera,
yeah.
Trying to hear what's going on. And he's saying a lot of things that, like, honestly,
yeah,
you are looking for in a man. And wow. The thing is, like, what we didn't see was your list that said things I'm looking for in a man.
Mm, yeah, that I carry with me.
And he's saying some things like this through the montage, you know? And naturally, I am just working 24 hours at the desk. And I'm sad, obviously, as proven my beeline story. We know that I'm sad. But then there's a massive FedEx delivery.
Wow.
And the delivery guy.
Okay.
It's a huge box.
Massive.
And the delivery guy, he's got it. Well, I would say he's
what?
Probably like maybe 6'2".
No.
He could even be a little taller than that, like a 6'3"
So he's like a tall package bringing a package in. It's a double package.
Yes, it is a double package. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
And he brings in this giant box, and you say, "What you got there?"
Yeah, that's so typical me. Okay.
And I'm like, "Can you please stop harassing the FedEx guy?"
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, "It's for room 8." Okay.
Room 8.
And you're like, "Oh no!" And you purposely trip and fall onto the box to try to rip it open.
Brilliant.
And you have a pocket knife act. So you're an FBI agent. You know how to make it look like an accident.
Right.
And so you rip it open naturally.
Of course.
And it's full of stuffed bunnies. Like,
no.
Like stuffed animals, you know?
Wow.
And you're like, oh, thank God it wasn't anything heavy. But then the FedEx guy makes a face and he's like, that's weird. And you're like, what?
What? What
was he's like, I can't believe that's full of stuffed animals. It was so heavy.
Interesting.
And I'm like, why are you guys opening this other room's package? Can you stop? And I go to tape it back up and you go, I hope you're not involved in anything.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I just hope you're not trying to cover anything up.
What would I be trying to cover up?
I don't know. You're very quick to want to close this package that seemingly doesn't make sense for the weight.
I'm very quick to close a package that doesn't belong to you because it goes to another guest in this motel.
Yeah, you're just very quick for someone who, no offense, hasn't really moved from behind the desk and seems to be lazy and phoning it in. You've got a real pep in your step to close the spot.
Well, you kind of seem like somebody that's very nosy and also sort of a fucking bitch. So I don't know why you would call me fat and lazy.
I did not say fat.
When I'm here protecting a guest. And then as we're talking, the guy turns the corner.
Stanley, no. He what?
Stanley turns the corner.
Damn it.
And he quickly gets his box and scurries away. And you're like, wait, wait, wait.
Wait.
And he's like, what? And you're like, I thought you raised real bunnies.
Yeah.
I do raise real bunnies. It's just that these are toys, gifts.
For the bunnies?
Yes.
You give bunnies stuffed bunnies?
I take them from their mothers too young so that I can get them training better. So I put them with the stuffed bunnies so that they can feel something.
Wow. That sounds sad.
Yeah, you should see it in action. And then I take the box and I turn and you're like, wait, wait, wait.
Wait, wait, wait.
What?
Do you eat food?
Do I eat food?
Are you going to have dinner later is what I meant tonight?
I'll probably have some rabbit stew.
Yeah. You eat rabbits too? Okay.
I was kidding. I was kidding.
Oh. I was just wondering, because like I'm here by myself. Obviously, I'm on vacation by myself. If you wanted to grab a bite or something.
Oh. Yeah.
Just you and me.
I'm here by myself too.
Oh, great.
Bless you. Are you getting sick?
Thank you. No. I just sometimes sneeze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're not allergic to bunnies.
No, I don't think, at least.
And then I'm like, oh my God. And then he's like, okay, let's meet at Olive Garden at 6.
Okay, you want to meet there?
Yeah. And so then you guys go to your room, and then this is where my love story concludes. Me and the FedEx guy just start like hooking up.
Okay, I love that.
And I'm like, let's go to the back. And he's like, okay. And I there's no redemption for my character. I just stay trash the whole time. And that is what I want.
That's what I want for you. Yeah, that's an Oscar-worthy performance. It's not always the lovable character. You know, a lot of times it is the person that we all hated that had like a cameo role.
and dies even at the end. Who knows? Maybe I get killed in the end. So you guys,
I hope for you,
to,
yeah.
You guys go to Olive Garden and it's okay. Like going really well.
Yeah, we're just hitting it off. I didn't know I knew so much about bunnies, but I do.
Well, the thing is, neither of us know anything about bunnies.
So we're both just buying what the other person says. Did you know that bunnies actually get 58 different front tooth?
I did know that. Teeth. It makes it very expensive when they still believe in the tooth fairy.
That's a good one.
So you want, do you want kids?
Yes, I do. One day.
I do. Well, do you want, how many? Should we say it maybe okay. at the same?
Two boys and one girl. That's what I was going to say.
Oh my God, two boys and one girl.
That's exactly what I want.
That's exactly what I want.
Wow.
Is that, what's that? Is that
what sound?
Oh, I thought I heard you purring for me.
No. Oh, that's for you. Wow. Well, you wish I purred for you. You wish. Hey, this is really crazy, but I'm actually very confident in my body. And do you want to just like have sex tonight?
What?
Because we were talking about kids. I'm like, take me into your motel room for sex reasons.
I thought you were a different kind of woman.
Are you slut shaming me?
I'm not slut shaming you, but it's not for me.
It's so, not for you?
I thought that we wanted the same thing, so...
We do.
Well, clearly not, because you want to take me back like a piece of meat.
I just wanted to connect.
I wanted to connect. You want to connect with my penis.
We don't. Okay, first of all, I said sex, but sex could mean kissing.
No, it couldn't. That's not what that means.
Oh, sorry. I should have said that. In Syracuse, we say like hook up and sex is kissing.
Okay, you really hurt my feelings. And then I leave and I go and you're like, shit. And you're starting to feel really bad because you're like, wait, most drug dealers would have
banged me.
Would have hopped on that because you just want to get in that room.
Right. That's all I wanted.
Improve it. And so you're like, you know what? I'm going to knock and apologize.
Wow. I've got balls. Okay.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello. What?
Hi.
And I like barely come out. I'm just like, my face is in the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's me.
I know. What are you at my door for?
I want to apologize. I feel like that ended weirdly. At least from where I'm sitting, it seemed to have ended almost abruptly. And I wanted.
Well, that's
to just
when
find...
you said, "Take me back and fuck me sideways." I
don't think
a
that
little...
we get each other's sort of like sarcasm yet.
And then we hear, and it's me and the FedEx guy down the hall.
Oh wow!
And that's just a little like reminder that I'm in the movie.
That is a great reminder because I forgot.
And I'm like, wait, what is that sound? And you're like, could have been us. And I'm like, see?
Oh, yeah, he got me again. So I guess you're not forgiving me, it kind of feels like.
Listen, it's no hard feelings. I'm just looking for more of like a settled down type. And you seem like more of a, well, you know, not that.
Okay, I think maybe you were a little quick to judge, but also... maybe we could just start over.
Listen, I really... And then you hear a scream from inside.
What was that? And don't say it was a bunny.
It was a... And you push open the door.
Okay, good idea.
And what you see...
What is it, Chris?
Is stuffed bunnies ripped open with cocaine pouring out of them.
I knew it.
And I'm like, what? It's just... It's
cocaine.
It's white sand because I work for an aquarium and we need the exotic sand.
Mr. Tucci, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, okay?
You stupid bitch. You actually believed my name was Stanley Tucci. You thought I had the same name as the greatest actor of our time? My name is Bartholomew Gotti.
Okay, well, that's a name I would rebrand if I were you. But who am I to say? Let's take you downtown, shall we?
Wait, can I ask you something first?
What?
Did you actually ever want to have sex with me?
I was excited about it. Yeah.
Did you want to do that quick before?
No, unfortunately, now.
Are you sure? If you wanted to, like, unhandcuff me, we could.
I can't now, unfortunately.
Are you sure? I'll go down on you.
Well, I don't need to take you out of handcuffs to do that.
Oh, well, if you want me at my best, then you can. And the sexual tension is high,
and I know that.
And that's when you're like, you know what?
Oh God!
And you lean in and you kiss me.
Ah!
But on that moment,
oh no!
I, like a magician,
no,
switch the handcuffs to you.
Wow.
Okay, and I push you in the room.
Damn it.
And then I take all the drugs.
Wait.
And you say, why does this always happen to me? And I take all the drugs and I leave. And then the thing about it, Jesse, is that this movie.
Yeah.
It's called.
Bad Liar.
What did we say your name? Oh, it's called Bad Liar, right?
Right.
But
Rachel.
What I didn't say, what was your last name?
Marchioni.
Rachel Marchioni. So it says Bad Liar underneath.
Yeah.
A Rachel Marchioni film.
Wow.
Okay. It is a series where you're always trying to capture guys and you just can't get them.
What a popular series.
So it's like Mary Kate and Ashley. See, you and I always play a different character in it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's like it's a dark comedy.
It's a dark comedy. So dark, actually, that when we go during the credits to check on your character, a lot of the sounds we heard were of your murder. You were murdered, sadly, by the FedEx man who actually was a part of the drug deal and that he was delivering them. So.
And that's not even part of the film. That was the actual actor killed me on set. And you say, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Listen, it wouldn't be a Rachel Marchioni if someone didn't die. And then you laugh and look at the camera.
Yeah. And actually, it's a very popular series. So, guys, let us know if you want more Rachel Marchioni. Because she's one of our favorites. And, you know, it's exciting to watch a show or a movie where you know it's going to go poorly for your main character.
Listen, it's a funny, it's like, it's, what were those movies?
Yeah.
Remember those movies that had, like, the little nerd in it that got caught masturbating? What was his name?
Pee-wee
Herman. It's like Pee-wee Herman movies.
It's a lot like a Pee-wee Herman movie.
You are the female Pee-wee Herman.
Every woman's dream.
Just don't get arrested for masturbating.
Ain't it the truth?
Okay, guys, are you ready for our last and final segment?
I am.
It's time for...
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, this comes from Chexstrom is the name. We're going to call her Chex.
Hey, Chex.
Slay is the byline.
Yes.
I'm going to try to read this. I've been working on my Midwestern accent.
Okay.
Which I kind of already have, I think, because it's an Albany accent also. But more like a Minnesota accent.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to try. So I love listening to podcasts when I cook, clean, go for walks. But Middle Children is the only podcast I listen to without doing anything else.
Oh, yeah.
The number of times I've embarrassed myself laughing out loud in public listening to this show runs into the double digits. It never disappoints and it is better than alcohol for dealing with the pandemic. Love you guys. I feel like it kind of took away the gusto that I did it in that accent.
Yeah.
But I've been watching Fargo for the first time. And you know when the wife is like, how is Fargo? And it's just...
It's so fun that way. Yeah.
But listen, Chex is the type of person that walks. They go for rides in their car. They listen to podcasts on road trips.
Hi. Chex is taking road trips. And also, you know, she's getting through this pandemic, but it hasn't been easy.
It has not been easy, no. Okay? Especially, she doesn't drink that much.
That's the thing, you know? We all turn to alcohol, but then, you know, after you get two or so hangovers, you're like, what is the point?
Yeah, Chex doesn't want to deal with that shit.
I get it. I don't either. And so then she said, well, I'm going to listen to this podcast and have the time of my life. And maybe I just take an hour for me. Can I do that? Do I have to cook and clean while I'm having a little me time? No.
Yeah, is that fucking okay with everyone?
Jesus.
Am I allowed to do my nails, maybe?
Yeah, can I live my life? Or do I have to ask permission?
Okay, Chex is the type of person that laughs like no one is watching. They laugh and dance like no one is watching.
Yes. Famously can eat pasta and then go right to the club. So she's, yeah, we love that for
she's
her.
She's fun. She's a party.
She is a party.
She's the friend that everyone wants to be in the group.
Yes, and we're thrilled that you're part of our friend group and a Middleton at that.
We love you, Chex.
We are literally obsessed with you, and you're an icon.
And guys, listen, we love all of you. This mm-hmm. has been a tough week.
A tough week.
It's been rough, for rough. Sure, personally, professionally,
emotionally,
generally in yeah. the whole world. So listen, we love you. Hang on there. Hopefully, since today is Monday, we have a confirmed president.
Yep.
That's not...
That's new. A new yeah, one.
Despicable. Mm-hmm. So regardless, guys, here's what I'm going to say.
Say it.
I'm going to say this.
I think you have to.
Should I say it?
I think if it's not now, then when? So yes.
Live every day like you are the oldest.
Hell yeah. Love you. Bye. The
Middle Children. Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.